What's happening locally? The news.
And it is that time for our look. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The epidemiological report of the Ministry of Health for this Sunday detailed the two deaths were reported in the last 24 hours due to COVID-19, giving us a cumulative total of 8,249, and this gives us also a lethality of 1%. Now, according to the report, in Panama, there are reported 2,123 new cases of COVID-19. 10,046 tests were applied in the country for a positivity of 21.1%. Meanwhile, the active cases are 28,740, of which 28,480 are in isolation, 260 are hospitalized. Those who are in isolation are divided into 28,442 that remain in their residences and 38 in the so-called hospital hotels. Of those hospitalized, we have 221 patients in the wards and 39 patients in the intensive care units. A commission which represented the administration of President Laurentino Cortizo and the leaders of the Coalition for the Unity of Colón, CUCO, signed a note of commitment to end the work stoppage in the province. The commitment note was signed on behalf of the government by Guillermo Salazar, Director of Development Planning Institute, the Minister of Labour and Labour Development in charge, Roger Tejada, and the General Coordinator of CUCO, Román Macías. According to the General Directorate of Communications, CUCO decided to suspend the strike at the time of signing the document that took place in the city of Colón. In the document, the Cortizo administration reaffirmed the commitment to achieve the best benefits for the province of Colón, as expressed in previous meetings on November the 5th and 11th of 2021, May the 12th and May the 6th of this year. It was reported that the Tripartite Commission for the Development of Colón, made up of civil organizations, the private sector, educators, and the Cortizo administration, will follow up on pending issues and CUCO's requests. The executive branch defined the mechanism so that the owners of public commercial land and mobile agricultural transport receive the benefit that was approved to temporarily stabilize fuel prices. In a statement, the Presidency of the Republic explained that in order to make use of these benefits, the holders of public passenger transport operation certificates, as well as the owners of vehicles with land commercial registration and rolling agricultural machinery, must previously register their general data. This should be done at combustible.panamasolidario.gob.pa. The government recalled that as of the 3rd of June, the owners of public passenger transport vehicles, collective and selective, will be able to buy a gallon of 91, 95 octane gasoline and low sulfur diesel at a price, fixed price of $3.95 per gallon, and that is $1.43 per litre. It is important to highlight that the state will assume the difference in the cost of fuel with the subsidiary. With regard to vehicles with commercial land registration and rolling agricultural machinery with a single vehicle registry, it is reiterated that they will receive the accreditation of a monthly digital voucher that can be used to be consumed in fuel. It was reported that at the time of purchase, the vehicle identification document, the operation certificate and or the vehicle license plate will be validated at the fuel station, and the personal identity document of the registered driver or owner of the vehicle will be requested. The provision was issued in Executive Decree 13 of the 27th of May of this year and sanctioned by the President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, last Friday in the province of Colón. The results that gave us virtual winners, Rafael Rodriguez Cortez as President of the Youth Secretariat and Niurka Palacio as President of the Women's Secretariat of the Realizing Goals, this is the RM Party, were challenged. The appeal was presented on Wednesday, the 25th of May, by the Blue List, which supported Mariela Jimenez and Aubrey Dawkins, who participated as candidates to preside over the Secretariats of Women and Youth, respectively. The National Elections Commission of the RM, chaired by Alma Cortes, has until the 7th of June to resolve the challenge, which points to a series of irregularities in the process, If they rule against the request for the blue list, they could appeal to the Electoral Court and the Electoral Prosecutor's Office. According to the National Board of Scrutiny of RM, Rodriguez Cortez, son of Alma Cortez, Undersecretary of RM, defeated Dawkins with 6,340 votes, who obtained 5,989 votes, while Palacio obtained 7,366 votes against Mariela Jimenez, who obtained 6,817 votes. With this challenge, the electoral jurisdiction of the candidates and of the RM board, chaired by Ricardo Martinelli, will continue to be extended as the time for the process that began on the 24th of April is lengthened. The Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, the CCIAP, called on the government administration to take comprehensive actions to mitigate the effects of rising fuel prices. In its weekly message to the country, the Business Association did highlight the measure that the government will execute for the benefit of users of public transport, collective and selective in the country, of decreeing a temporary stable cost for this sector, as well as for the agricultural, commercial and rolling transport. However, they warn that one cannot lose sight of the fact that this measure does not solve the problem in a general way, since the rest of the country's sectors will continue to face the increase in fuel prices. Faced with the limited scope of the measure, the Business Association urges the search for measures that impact all consumers, as well as the Ministry of Economy and Finance, presents a clear and timely analysis of how much is lost with these provisions and explains that containment or savings actions would be taken to cover them, so as to avoid an imbalance in the already impacted public finances, is expressed in the statement. The executive's measure establishes a fixed price per gallon of $3.95, that's $1.04 per litre, 91 and 95 octane gasoline and low sulphur diesel. This is for public transport, collective and selective, as of the 3rd of June. This benefit does not include the Metrobus, apparently the transportation system. It is important to highlight that the state will assume the difference in the cost of fuel with the subsidy. Likewise, it is explained that the relief measure includes the authorization of a fuel voucher for the commercial land fleet and registered rolling agricultural machinery, which will come into force as of the 10th of June. On the other hand, the CCIAP also raises once again the need to promote initiatives to reactivate the economy, especially the activities of micro, small and medium-sized companies, since this translates into the recovery and generation of jobs. For some time now, we have argued that to the extent that these companies can access the joint venture loans approved last year by the national government, they will have the ability to generate jobs for the well-being of Panamanians. And that's it. Not so much this morning, but that's some of those things that have been happening over the last 24 hours or so, compiled for you on this morning's Breakfast Show.